Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Love or Leave Your Avoidant. Without Breaking Your Heart by Mozev Alkiteb is a concise relationship guide focused on the emotional strain of loving, separating from, or trying to understand an avoidant partner, positioned within the self-help and relationship advice category. It addresses readers caught in push-pull dynamics where one person seeks closeness while the other withdraws, delays commitment, or avoids emotional vulnerability. The book is described in available product information as short and practical rather than theoretical, with an emphasis on helping readers protect themselves while making clearer decisions. Its purpose is not to diagnose a partner or offer clinical treatment, but to translate avoidant relationship behavior into actionable guidance for people who feel confused, hurt, or stuck. The book also appears to be connected with supplementary video courses and optional coaching, suggesting a practical support model beyond the text itself. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding avoidant withdrawal as a relationship pattern rather than a personal verdict. A central topic of the book is the avoidant partner tendency to pull back when intimacy, emotional demand, or commitment becomes too intense. The value of this framing is that it helps readers separate a pattern from a simple conclusion, such as being unloved or unworthy. Avoidant behavior can appear as silence, inconsistency, emotional distance, reluctance to define the relationship, or a sudden need for space after closeness. The book appears to treat these behaviors as recurring dynamics that create confusion for the more emotionally invested partner. This matters because people often respond to withdrawal by pursuing harder, seeking reassurance, or interpreting every change in contact as a crisis. By naming the pattern, the reader gains a more stable way to understand what is happening. The point is not to excuse hurtful conduct, but to reduce emotional reactivity and prevent self-blame. This topic also supports compassion with limits. Seeing the avoidant partner as driven by fear of closeness can create understanding. Yet the book emphasizes that understanding should not require tolerating neglect or abandoning personal needs. Secondly, protecting emotional health while remaining connected to an avoidant partner. The book focuses strongly on how a reader can care for an avoidant partner without becoming emotionally depleted. This is a practical concern because avoidant dynamics often reward overfunctioning by the anxious or more attached partner. The person who wants closeness may monitor tone, initiate repair repeatedly, suppress needs, or accept vague relationship terms in order to preserve contact. Alkiteb positions self-protection as a necessary part of loving someone avoidant, not as an act of punishment. Emotional boundaries help distinguish patience from self-erasure. In this context, a boundary may mean refusing to chase after withdrawal, clarifying what kind of communication is acceptable, or measuring the relationship by consistent behavior rather than brief moments of warmth. The reasoning is concrete: without boundaries, the reader may become trapped in cycles of hope and disappointment that intensify attachment rather than create security. The book appears to encourage readers to maintain self-respect, emotional balance, and realistic expectations. Its practical orientation is especially relevant for people who feel they must choose between compassion for the avoidant partner and care for themselves. Thirdly, deciding whether to stay or leave based on observable well-being. The title makes the decision point explicit. The reader is not only learning how to love an avoidant partner, but also how to leave if the relationship is damaging. This dual structure is important because many relationship books assume repair as the default goal. Here, the stated purpose includes helping someone evaluate whether staying is emotionally sustainable. The likely criterion is not whether the partner has an avoidant style in itself, but whether the relationship allows basic respect, clarity, reciprocity, and emotional safety. This approach shifts attention from potential to evidence. A reader may feel attached to the version of the partner who appears during closeness, while suffering from the repeated distance that follows. By emphasizing personal well-being, the book encourages a more grounded assessment of the whole pattern. But leaving without breaking the heart suggests not an absence of pain, but a process of exiting with fewer illusions, less self-blame, and clearer boundaries. This topic differentiates the book from advice that focuses only on attracting, persuading, or understanding the avoidant partner. It treats separation as a legitimate form of self-care, when connection repeatedly causes harm. Fourthly, navigating ambiguity, situationships, and post-breakup confusion. Available information about the book and related materials indicates attention to readers who are not in a clear relationship category. Some may have broken up with an avoidant partner, others may be in an undefined situationship or a cycle of intermittent contact. This is a distinct problem because ambiguity keeps emotional attachment active. When a partner is sometimes present and sometimes unavailable, the reader may delay decisions, interpret small signals as major changes, or wait for an explanation that never arrives. the book appears to recognize that avoidant relationships often do not end neatly. They may involve pauses, returns, mixed messages, or unfinished conversations. Practical guidance for this state is different from ordinary breakup advice because closure may not come from the avoidant partner. Instead, the reader may need to create closure through pattern recognition, acceptance of limited communication, and a decision to stop relying on inconsistent contact for emotional regulation. This topic is especially useful because many readers searching for help with avoidant partners are not simply asking how to communicate better. They are asking how to understand a bond that feels unresolved, emotionally intense, and difficult to categorize. Lastly, a brief, action-oriented format supported by external learning resources. One notable feature of the book is its positioning as short and to the point. That matters in this category because readers dealing with relationship distress often seek immediate clarity rather than a lengthy academic treatment of attachment theory. The book appears to favor direct explanations, decision support, and practical emotional guidance. This format has strengths and limitations. Its strength is accessibility. A reader in crisis may be able to absorb the main ideas quickly and apply them to communication, boundaries, or breakup decisions. Its limitation is that brevity may leave less room for clinical nuance, broader attachment research, or complex cases involving trauma, mutual avoidance, or other relationship issues. The related Gumroad information describes supplementary video courses for people after a breakup or in ambiguous dynamics, as well as optional WhatsApp coaching. These resources suggest that the book functions partly as an entry point into a broader support system. Compared with traditional relationship books, this model is more modular and practical. It may appeal to readers who want step-by-step help, but it should not be mistaken for therapy or a substitute for professional mental health care when distress is severe. In conclusion, How to Love or Leave Your Avoidant Without Breaking Your Heart is best suited for readers who feel emotionally destabilized by a partner who withdraws, avoids commitment, sends mixed signals, or alternates between closeness and distance. It may also help people recovering from a breakup with an avoidant partner, especially those struggling with unanswered questions or the urge to re-enter the same cycle. The practical benefit is clarity. The book appears to help readers identify recurring avoidant dynamics, protect their emotional health, and decide whether continued involvement is realistic. Its intellectual benefit is more modest, but still useful, offering an accessible way to think about avoidant attachment behavior without requiring deep study of psychological theory. What makes the book stand out is its direct stay or leave framing. Many books in the attachment and relationship category focus mainly on understanding attachment styles or repairing the bond. Alkteb places equal weight on self-protection and the possibility of leaving with less emotional damage. Its brevity and connection to supplementary courses and coaching also distinguish it from more comprehensive but slower-moving relationship guides. Readers seeking a scholarly or clinically detailed account may need additional resources, but those wanting focused, practical guidance may find its concise structure especially relevant. If you would like to support Mozab Alketeb, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.